7 o'clock. An interesting piece published in the Business Insider yesterday looks at bread prices falling in South Africa, and in fact, bread consumption also falling in South Africa. And it was looking at an interesting piece or results that were published by the Pietermaritzburg Agency for Community Social Action. And apparently, it's because South Africans are switching back to BAP. And that's causing the decline in bread prices as well as bread consumption in the country. And to speak to us about some of these trends, we're joined on the line by Executive Director of the South African Chamber of Baking, Jeff Penny. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the bread prices falling, is it because consumers are switching to BAP and other substitutes for bread?
Yes, that's probably an influence. I think, you know, we remember the terrible drought that we had in the northern parts of the country, and that affected the maize price because we had to import a lot of maize. So the price of millimeal and pop went up, and, you know, then people switched to bread. But now that we've had a very, very good harvest, maize harvest, the price of maize has come down. People are switching back to it. And that obviously affects the consumption of bread.
Mm-hmm. So does this mean then there's a surplus in the bread-making capacity in the country at the moment?
Yes, there is. There is a surplus. And, you know, the barriers to entry in the bread industry are fairly low. So, you know, participants come and go. And when they can't make money, they disappear. They're all business people after all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the kinds of bread that is being consumed, I think it's brown bread that's one of the zero-rated VAT items. Are we seeing that there's a greater consumption of brown bread because of that zero rating, or and particularly in lower-income homes, which, you know, are the majority of the country, are we seeing other types of bread being consumed?
It's probably a sensitive point you're touching on now. Just for the last 3 or 4 years, white bread and brown bread consumption countrywide has been more or less the same, around about 49% mm-hmm. with both of them. Mm-hmm. So the VAT effect kicked in many years ago when it was first introduced. But if one has to now today strip out the VAT component out of the price of a loaf of white bread, we actually find that white bread and brown bread are very, very similarly priced. In many instances, white bread, excluding, you know, if we take the VAT out, is slightly cheaper than brown bread.
Mm-hmm. The Chamber is busy with a proposal to National Treasury. Of course, we have until tomorrow, actually, to make submissions with the zero VAT rated items. What is the Chamber's proposal to Treasury?
The Chamber's proposal is a simple one. That we zero rate white bread in respect of VAT, and just to make it more affordable to the population generally, but especially those poorer people in our country. And Minister Nene, in his budget vote yesterday in Parliament, actually reiterated the role of this panel of experts that have been appointed to review VAT on food items, and said that he wishes to ensure that the poorest of the poor do not suffer as a result of the recent VAT hike to 15%.
Jeff, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Jeff Penny, Executive Director of the South African Chamber of Baking. Keen to hear if you're buying less and less bread, as some research is suggesting, and why you are. And do you support the Chamber's proposal being made to Treasury? We all have until tomorrow to make submissions, but they're suggesting that white bread should also be zero rated as in terms of VAT, along with whole wheat bread. We take your calls on 011-883-0702. It's 9 minutes before.